Welcome back to WPBR Public Broadcast Radio. You're listening to Run That Motor Mouth. I'm Roy Hobbs from Tech Tales and Tips, filling in for Cliff Gearsome.
And I'm Patina Piper from Our House, and I'm filling in for Bruce Tingle.
Right before the break, we were asking you to call in with your troubles you're having with your automobiles. Let's go to caller number one. Hello, you're on Motor Mouth.
So I've got a 2005 Honda Civic, and it started yesterday, no problems, right? But now it just won't turn over. I just got it a year ago. How could it already be having a problem?
Do you remember which way the wind was blowing?
Well, we did just get about a foot of snow last night, you know, big old blizzard.
Oh, so the temperature dropped?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me once. It got cold and your battery died. You just got to charge your battery. That's always a good place to start. Get somebody with some jumper cables and just give it a little bit of a jolt.
You know, you're right. That does make sense. I can't believe I didn't think of that. Thanks, Motor Mouth.
Wow, you know, that actually wasn't that hard at all. And they said we couldn't do this.
You're a regular Renaissance man.
Okay, cool. Let's take another call. Hello, you're on Motor Mouth.
I drive a 1975 Chevy Impala, and the other day I noticed this really strange blue liquid dripping down the back end. Seems like it's coming from the tailpipe, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, let me think about that one. Patina, if you want to take over.
What's the color of the car?
It's crimson red.
Wonderful. Can I have access to your birth chart by any chance?
My birth chart?
Well, yes, of course, your mother must have it somewhere.
What does this have to do with my car?
Well, you must have known what phase the moon was in when you saw this blue liquid.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, let me get my cards.
You know what? Never mind. Windshield wiper
fluid is usually... Okay, I've got it. Sounds to me like the transmission is leaking fluid into the radiator. Oh, it looks like he hung up, actually.
Ooh, death. Ten of Swords. Oh, the tower. Oh, it's a good thing he hung up. He wouldn't have wanted to hear this.
The tower.
He just wasn't ready for modern mechanics.
Well, that was ominous and cryptic. Hello, you are on Motor Mouth.
I'm trying to drive a Ford Escape, but it just won't start.
Okay, I know this one. Have you tried charging the battery?
Yeah, the car and the battery are brand new, like right off the lot.
Oh. Do you have a key to this car?
Well, not exactly.
First, you just have to move aside the plastic cover on the steering column, find the wiring harness, put it aside, and find the ignition bundle. Strip about 1 inch of insulation from the battery wire, then twist them together.
Hold on. Are we legally allowed to tell people this?
Oh, no, I know exactly what she's saying. I can take it from here. Thanks a lot, Motor Mouse.
Patina, what kind of lifestyle show do you host?
Okay, let's take the next caller. You're on Run That Motor.
Hi. So, the city put one of them big old boots on my car, and I don't know exactly how to get it off, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, we're not that kind of car show.
Okay, so you need a tubular lock impressioning tool, okay? And a large flathead screwdriver.
And my producer is telling me to cut to commercial. Thank you so much for everyone calling in. I'm Roy Hobbs.
I'm Patina Piper.
And I can't wait to get back to my normal show. You're listening to Run That Motor Mouth on WPBR. We'll be back after these messages.